Well, she had a fantastic set of years for the experience, of course, of the Junior Gold. We're moving into a new phase of the Junior Gold with a Western Province team, which was something back in the day in the seniors. But how have you seen the training camp today with kids coming from everywhere, from Goulburn, from Griffith, which is fantastic, including the places which you would have expected, including Orange and also Dubbo, Gunnedah, Tamworth, Narrabri as well?
Yeah, mate, the spread of boys is great, and that's the basis of this being pushed back to province. It's going to make it that much harder to make this junior gold side. So selectors that are in those elite pathways are really trying to water those boys out. We still get a 40-man development side, so it's just not about the top end either. So some boys will get an opportunity to participate in the camp, which is the pre-Christmas camp, and then we'll cull it down for another 15 players and have a playing roster for the playing phase of 25. So as you can see, the skill level out here has been pretty good, and they've had a big day. We kicked off at 10, it's just clocking over 2 o'clock, and they've had a lot of contact, which has made it very arduous for them. But they haven't whinged, and they've got into it.
Well, it's good to see also, of course, the under-15s has been extensively left alone. That gives a big base of kids between about 13 and 15 the chance to get into the habit of being a professional player. And then, as you say, the cream rises to the top as we move on to the 15s. But the season, of course, we've had increased numbers in the juniors there on the Sunday morning and the Sunday days there, the gala days. But also we've had the fantastic initiatives such as the Taz Carnival and also the new one this year, the National Primary Games in Tamworth. Those things are just going to get bigger and better next year, aren't they?
Yeah, without a doubt. And it's really great to see that NICE with their National Primary Games are dovetailing really well this year into the Taz Carnival. What they're doing is they're going to be running an under-10s competition at the same time that the under-12s are up at Armidale. So schools will be able to bring both groups of kids, and they can cater for both of them, even though they'll be in different locations. So, and working hand-in-hand with Taz and NICE, it's giving kids a great pathway for them to not so much, you know, go to a higher level in rugby, but experience and play the game against other kids, you know, and it keeps the enthusiasm, and it's all about, you know, kids wanting to play rugby with one another, you know, and having those good experiences, and we'll keep on working on that. So big hats off to NICE and Taz for their carnivals.
Yeah, and also, of course, at the start of next year, which seems just like tomorrow, that the New England Mutual National Rugby Camp will have a special area there for women, which is great to see, between the ages of about 11 and 14. You're going to have Paul Varell, who's the Wallaroos coach, and also Tim Walsh, who's helping the Australian side get into the Olympics in the men's. They're going to come up and do 2 days of rugby there, but also the fantastic success of the New South Wales country sort of sevens in Coffs Harbour, and just the amount of girls that have come out of the country teams that are going to play in Wagga in December, which is just fantastic.
It's a real great part of the game, and we're really looking for the clubs to latch onto this, and we really believe that in 2016 we're going to have a women's comp. It'll be a girls' comp, so they'll be young girls, so we're looking at an under-18s comp to kick off with, and then if we can fill in an under-16s, that'd be great. But that's becoming looking like that will be a real reality, and as far as the camp's concerned, to have not only our national sevens coach but our national women's coach as well, and Burge is coming up, so the girls are going to get fantastic coaching at that camp in January. And as you say, it's a 2-day camp. They can register online. All they have to do is look up national rugby camp and it'll come up, and they can click on there and they can register. And we're just looking at shifting the age on that, so we might even make it under 17s yet to capture some girls that are really at the best in terms of their development. Feather's tail on the back end of your other question is that those girls at the state champs at Coffs Harbour, we had those two Sydney sides and 8 regional sides represented, and they selected 2 squads to represent New South Wales at the Development National Wagga, and we were lucky enough to get 4 girls. And one of the girls is Izzy Hunt here from Gunnedah, a girl from Ashley Walker from Moree, and then the two girls from Warriala and linked with the Inverell Club in Rhiannon Byers and Tiani Malloy, and they've been under the tutelage for the last couple of years of Dale Booty, and you just can't say enough of the good work he's done for the women's program in this area. I've just assisted him where I can, and he's been the real driving force, and it's blokes like that in our community rugby we can't do without.